Turn your Holy Ghost phone on. Turn your Holy Ghost recorder on. Open the Word of God. Open your notebook and get ready. Amen. Come on, Bob. Bless you. And then Brother McCurry is going to come and minister. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The only thing I hate about leaving is we're flying economy class back. And I have eaten every meal over here. I don't know whether I can squeeze back in that seat or not. Whew, I tell you, I may have to check my own self in. Set my baggage in the seats or something, Fred. Never eat this much in, well, I can't say I hadn't never eat this much in my life. But my britches, I know it's over. But anyhow, praise the Lord. I just want to thank you for the hospitality. I've just been overwhelmed all day. I'm supposed to be up here encouraging, and I feel like I'm going to cry. But I just want to thank you. And I'm just so glad that we are in on the first one. I hate endings. I just do not like endings. So there's going to be another. And I want to be in on it. Praise God. But on behalf of everybody, I don't know, I guess whether they all get to say this or not, but we appreciate it. Yeah. We're just country. We're just country people. Amen. Amen. But I was taking a nap today. I eat lunch. I went to bed. As soon as I got up, the Lord quickened a little scripture to me. And then we eat again. So, my Lord, where's the day? It's gone. But turn over here to Joshua chapter 1. I just want to read just a little bit, if it'd be all right. I'm not going to go to preaching here, but this scripture. Because, you see, the real test come when we turn the lights out here. Amen. Right? This is where somewhere the rubber has to meet the road. Yeah. Amen? I know when we have meetings like this in our assembly, and you got all the great singing and everybody's, you can't walk through here without getting hugged somewhere. Amen. You know, but yet when it's all over, there has to be something within us that's going to go further than this meeting. Amen. Amen. Just further than this meeting. But it says, verse 1 says, now after the death of Moses. And that's what's been happening here today. There's a new order come. Moses is dead. Amen. And it says this. It says, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, thy servant is dead. Amen. The old order is dead. And therefore we must keep it dead. Amen. The old man will rise back if you allow him to stand back up. Amen. But it says, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. And Jordan means death. Amen. Go over this death. Thou and all this people unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, and I believe that's what we're going to see. Yes, for everywhere we tread our feet upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. You know, these people here compromised. They went into the land and there was compromise. Amen? Yes. That this generation we live in is no compromise. We take all enemies. Leave nothing alive. Amen? Praise the Lord. And it says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, and the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. You know, I think it was overwhelming to come over. Being in the military and knowing how close these two countries are together. One's not going to get in a fight without the other one. And I praise God for it. But it says, and this verse 6 is where I just wanted to go. Be strong and of a good courage. And that's what it is after today.
Yes.
When we walk out of here, we all go our separate ways, but be of good courage.
Yes.
Amen. Be strong and be of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance in the land. We have an inheritance.
Amen.
That's what we've been talking about all this time, moving into what is rightfully ours.
Yes,
right? What is rightfully the Lord's.
Amen.
Taking this inheritance.
Yes.
Amen. It says, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law. Now, the law of Moses is dead. We're talking about the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. We're talking about Spirit here. Amen. It says, which Moses thy servant commanded thee, turn not from it from the right or to the left. You know, that what we've heard today, there is no moving to the right. There's no moving to the left. It's only Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And it says, Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And I tell you what, I just want to thank you tonight that there is a tomorrow. Amen. When all of this is over, there's a shouting, there's whatever, but sometimes the dance gets over. Amen? And that's where this rubber is going to meet the road. And I just encourage you to be strong. Right? To be strong and take every inch of land that you can. Take every little bit of spirit, every little, anything that the enemy has, let's take it from him. But we don't know what the next one may. We may have to move out of this hall and move in something even greater next time.
Amen.
Amen. But I just want to tell you, I love you. I'm just so glad. I've just been overwhelmed to be a country boy in the UK. I have never seen, I will say this. You know, I just want to say that I've never felt this. I think all of us have just been overwhelmed. But I'm supposed to be joyous, but I don't like endings. So therefore, we'll take courage and we'll do it again.
Amen.
By the God's will. Amen.
Good word, brother. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when you've got family that's knit so close together, that's the problem. It's family. You know, it's knitted so close together, and when it's that, you know, moving away for a while, it hurts. You know, there's a longing. There's part of us missing, and we love you. We really do, and we want to get back together soon, and that, you know. Because we want to push in together. I believe that together, you know, you praying for us, we praying for you. You ministering to us, and then we'll hopefully be come to a point where we can minister some things to you. And that together we can bring in the fullness of the kingdom of God right now. It's His word, it's His life, it's His kingdom. The earth belongs to the Lord. It is not the devil's. And I don't intend to hand it over to him. It belongs to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.